USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says violence inside the Capitol building last week will not be tolerated.
The men and women of the FBI will leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
Assistant Director Stephen D'Antuono updating the media on what happened last Wednesday. D'Antuono says the FBI is continuing to investigate what happened.
The brutality the American people watched with shock and disbelief on the 6th will not be tolerated by the FBI.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol.
As I have consistently said throughout my administration, we believe in respecting America's history and traditions, not tearing them down. Respect for law enforcement and the great people within law enforcement, so many are here, is the foundation of the MAGA agenda.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Trump administration is recommending the coronavirus vaccine for all people over 65 and adults with pre-existing medical conditions that put them at high risk for the virus. Also, they're no longer holding back doses to guarantee booster shots because manufacturing has reached a sufficient level to meet demand for second doses. Lieutenant Stephen Vittman is in a high-risk category. He was vaccinated in New Jersey on Tuesday.
I feel very, very fortunate. Very fortunate to be included in this group. And I think it's important not just for my own health, but for the health and the safety of the people I serve in the community.
The House Rules Committee is debating whether to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and kick President Trump out of office. Committee Chair Jim McGovern going after GOP member Jim Jordan after he called for unity and made his objections to invoking the 25th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
Bolar, speaking on Fox and Friends, continues.
We need more conversations, we need more debate, and we do need unity. I really hope Joe Biden can step up and condemn this cancel culture that has just run out of control.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked a State Department lifer and staunch advocate of diplomacy with Iran to head the CIA, tapping former Ambassador William Burns to head the spy agency. Burns calling President Trump leaving the Iran nuclear deal put forth by the Obama administration a huge mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.